You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
You know, I raided for years and still never got the helm for this set.
And Daryl.
Oh, you like the new armor? Got it at the Armani Exchange.
Greetings and welcome to episode 153 of The Training Dummies, recorded on January 18th, 2017. My name is Daryl, and rather than try and think of something here, I'm just going to introduce my co-host, who is always here as well, Rob. Rob, how are you doing tonight?
I'm done with Warcraft raiding tanking.
Yes, I heard that today.
It was weird. It was weird to come to that conclusion after tanking for so many years.
Yeah, to be honest, I wasn't surprised because you've been you've been saying for a while now how it just didn't feel fun to tank anymore. And when the fun's not there, you got to switch it up. So it's good.
Which is kind of weird because you see a lot of people, like people that I admire, people that I look up to that are like, yeah, do it. You know, we had Sloot on here and that dude's like rockstar tank. And he's just like, yeah, I don't care. Tank and change is cool. Tank, 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 tank. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. And then all of a sudden it just hit me like, no, no tank. And I'm like, well, this sucks. But after talking with you and Justin a little bit, I was just like, man, there's no shame in wanting to change things up. So I think I'm done.
I didn't want to heal anymore, so I don't. That's all there is to it.
The difference is it took you like 2.5 years to like admit that.
It wasn't my main anymore.
Yeah.
Well, since we are talking about raiding here already, we have a guest on tonight who is doing a community event that helps other people get ready to raid. So let's give a big Training Dummies welcome to Malkyrie.
Hello. Malkyrie.
Malkyrie.
Thank you so much.
I knew I was going to get it wrong. Malkyrie. Okay.
Thanks so much for joining us tonight. It's super awesome that you decided to come on and hang out with a couple old dudes with your off time.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So what we'll do, in case people aren't familiar with what you're doing, what's going on, what we'll do is we'll get to know you a little bit, and then we'll talk about the topic of the show. Like Daryl alluded to a little bit earlier, it's going to be a little bit about raiding. So Malk. I will not screw it up because I'll just call you Malk, and then we'll be good.
But, yeah, I'm going to stick with
perfect.
That from now on.
See, Rob knows what to do.
So what, where, when, how, why did you start playing World of Warcraft, and what is your current main?
Well, you know, as they say, how do you know a person has played since vanilla? Because they'll tell you.
Yes, I will. I'll tell you. Nice.
But I really, really got into it in Burning Crusade and really got into raiding near the end of Burning Crusade. How many years ago was that? Bring up my fingers and toes here. It's been a little while. And it's because a friend showed me way back in the day. They're like, hey, check out this game. I'm like, I guess it looks okay. My current main. For the second half, I'm Memory of Reply. And my current main, I'm actually trying something new this expansion. So my current main is a Boom Chicken. And honestly not my favorite. And I kind of regret this decision, but I'm being stubborn and I'm sticking with it.
Oh, if I can tell you anything that I've learned, is it's not worth being stubborn if you're not happy.
Well, I'm happy, and I love seeing Boom Chicken. And I also have the Magical Rooster mount, and having my Boom Chicken on top of my chicken running around, it's worth it. To me, that's worth it.
Your Boom Chicken on top of your chicken.
But historically, actually, hunters are... I mean, I've mained a hunter for 6 or 7 years. But I'm the type of person that has mained pretty much everything. I like to have like tanks and DPS and healers. I like to do it all. But so hunter is actually my main love. I was unhappy with the change they made for Legion. And when it was announced, I threw a tantrum and I said, you know what? No, I refuse to play Hunter. I'm going to do a Boom Chicken. And that's where I'm currently at.
All right. What is the origin of the name Malkyrie? Did I get it right?
Malkyrie. The origin.
Man.
Don't say it anymore.
Yeah, but it's in the question.
Now, usually people have really cool backstories on how they get their names, and they're super proud of their names that they use in game or on any site online. Malkari has been part of me for, I mean, as early as I can remember gaming and being online. But actually, what Malkari is derived from the Red Ball book series, and there's a character in the series that is actually one of the evil dudes, and he's actually like a decaying, like a weasel kind of character. And he's actually just like really nasty, not a nice character. And his name is Malkaris. And I didn't like the character. I'm not really into decaying weasel mole rat things, but I like the name Malkaris. And I kind of just made it into Malkari. And that's what I have been ever since.
That works.
So what would you say is your most fond memory in or because of gaming?
This is where I bring out a plate of cheese. I already have the wine, so let's bring out the cheese here for a sec. My fondest memory of gaming is the people that I've met, the friendships I have fostered over the years, and just the overall awesomeness of gaming in general. It's just been a part of my life for as early as I can remember. And just the people and the friendships and the connections, that's what it's about for me.
That's a totally legitimate answer. We get to, because that, I think that applies to a lot of people. Honestly, I really do. What would you say is your favorite Blizzard title? And if it's Warcraft, what is also your second favorite Blizzard title?
Well, I'd say, I guess currently World of Warcraft is kind of my thing. Obviously, I've been playing it forever. But the Blizzard title that I first played, that I first really got into, was actually StarCraft. I remember being 10 years old, sneaking onto the computer in the middle of the night when everyone was asleep, just to get a couple campaigns in.
That's
awesome.
Nice.
I was one of those kids, yeah. So StarCraft, and even though I don't play it much currently, it will always have a special place in my heart.
That's awesome. Nice.
So what would you say is your favorite raid boss? Once you said that, that's kind of been your roots, who you are.
Yeah, this is a difficult question because I've been raiding and raid leading, and I've spent, I don't know if you calculate the number of hours I've spent in raids and doing different encounters. But, I'm going to go back to the first end raid boss. So the first raid I actually fully led and made it my own, because I got into raiding at the end of Burning Crusade, and I was just a raider at that moment in time. I was learning the ropes, learning how to do it. It's actually in Wrath of the Lich King, I actually started leading raid. And the first raid I officially led, and it was my own thing, and I was the only raid leader, was ICC. So I would say my favorite or most memorable raid boss of all time probably would be the Lich King. As an end boss, he just felt like a good encounter. Still does to this day. You can't pay me to go back in there because I spent too many hours in ICC. But Lich King, I have fond memories of that fight, even though the progression was not great. It took a long time back in those days, but still fond memories of that encounter.
Nice. What would you say is your favorite thing about Legion so far?
I love the way that they've handled the world quest system, and that they changed the way Garrison works, and the Garrison's works, rather. Where we're not just sitting there alone in our house doing nothing. They encourage you to go out in the world and you get rewards for doing the things, and you can group up with people and just see the awesome scenery that the Blizz designers have thrown out there. This world that they made for this expansion is absolutely gorgeous. I love it. So I love being that little extra kick in the butt to get in my garrison or the Order Hall or whatever it's called nowadays. I actually appreciate that. So I think that's something they did really well.
Rob, do you have any bonus questions?
I'm going to go with no, mainly because I'm hyped about the rest of the conversation.
All right, fair enough.
This is Mystical OS from Deadly Boss Mods, and you're listening to The Training Dummies with Rob and Daryl.
If you guys want to get in touch with us, have any questions, the best thing to do is to hit up our Discord. That's Discord.me/TTD.
Yeah, that's it.
Or you can find us on Twitter. We're active on Twitter. The show is at Training Dummies. I am at Rob Copeland, and Daryl is at @hand_TTD.
All right, so we're talking about Ready to Raid tonight, and I guess we can start with, what is Ready to Raid?
What is Ready to Raid? So being in the raiding scene for a long time, especially in most recent expansions, there's been a growing need for people that want to raid but can't. They don't have much time to sink into it, or they just have no idea what they need to do. The Crewmate Finder, there's always those latest pug groups that won't bring people in that aren't, linking ahead of achievements. People that really, they want to, the raiding is that, something they want to try, but they can't. So In my free time, outside of my own profession raid team that I lead, I do Ready to Raid, where I bring in inexperienced or new players, or people that want to learn a new spec, but the raid team won't let them. I will bring these people in and make a full 30-man group of Mable, and I will spend 4 hours each Saturday teaching them everything they need to know about raiding, from boss encounters and strategies to add-on help, class-specific tips, and information on how to improve, their tune specifically, what foods to eat, and just good raiding behavior as well. You know, how to work as a team—that's also a very important skill. So that is what I do in Ready to Raid.
That sounds awesome. So what happens in a Ready to Raid run?
So like I said, I bring in as many people as possible. And even initially, there's not people online. After each boss fight, I'll keep bringing people in until I'm at the absolute max. And I do stream these runs on Twitch just so people that are of the opposite faction, or let's say they're in Europe somewhere and they can't join the run physically, through Twitch they can ask me questions as well. And like I said, I teach them anything and everything raiding related. I'm not a top tier mythic, top 10 US raider, but I've been doing this so long that I feel confident in my ability to help these people out. And hopefully they can walk away from these runs being able to, confident to queue up in the Premier Finder and actually be accepted to groups or to guilds. So anything they need, I am there. I am there for that 4 hours.
So what is the what is the Twitch channel? Like, where can we see that?
Oh yeah, my Twitch channel is twitch.tv/Malkarii, MalKarii.
Cool.
So you're not necessarily telling people about, even moderate progression or trying to push new content, but it's more like, this is how it works, this is what you do for a first time going into a raid, this situational awareness, how to handle these large scale mechanics. Is that kind of what you're doing?
Yeah, so I try to bring them to a raid that's current. So I know the new tier for Nighthold was just released, but Emerald Nightmare, which is what I'm currently doing, normal Emerald Nightmare is current tier. So yeah, I want to lay down just a strong foundation, like raiding 101, the basic. And any further questions they have above and beyond that, of course, I'll answer. But just so I'm give you these people the confidence and knowledge that they can use to get into actual raid teams and groups. And so this is just a pub. This isn't a guild I'm trying to form. I have my own raiders I have to deal with. I'm just helping these people out so they can move forward in their raiding dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So what time do you do these runs, or when are these runs available?
Currently, I'm doing them every Saturday between 2 and 6 p.m. Pacific time. Currently, I'm only able to do horde side runs because that's where my main is at. I'm working on leveling up an alliance team, and eventually I will be doing alliance runs as well. And when that happens, because of time limitations, it will still be only once every Saturday, but I'll be swapping week to week. So 1 week's horde, 1 week's alliance, and then horde again, etc.
Oh, so you're keeping up both sides of the, like, doing both, literally, huh?
Trying my best. I mean, I work full time. I do have my raid team. 3 days a week, we raid. Last expansion, I did do these runs as well. I had a little bit more time because my raid team was actually on hiatus at the time, so I had a whole lot more free time. Nowadays, I do feel a bit pressured for time. So I'm actually encouraging other people, other raid leaders, to do the same thing. And I absolutely welcome them to use the same hashtag. And I will help them spread the word about their runs. I would love to see multiple runs because I'm only one person, and my time's limited, right? I would love to see more people get that help they need. So this isn't just my thing. I'm starting the thing, but I would love to see the community just take it and run with it.
Do you feel like that this is something that you ever get frustrated with? Like being able to bring people in that are kind of really that new to the whole thing and say, wiping on bosses and struggling with progression? Or is it kind of a good time had by all? Or?
In my Ready to Raid runs, I have infinite patience, except for people that are being negative or abusive or not participating properly. Those people I will just remove. I don't deal with them. But really, I have all the patience in the world. I mean, I know I'm walking in there expecting to have people that have no idea what they're doing. So that's mm-hmm. where my expectation is at. And if they exceed that, then perfect. But, the only time I get frustrated is if we are whipping on the boss a lot, not because I'm frustrated at them. I'm just frustrated because I want them to be able to see the next boss and the boss after that. And I do my best to push for that. And thankfully, I do have a couple people that come in, usually my raiders. Two or three of them will come in and help with these runs, just not a carry. These runs are not carries, I have to stress that, but just to help out, to balance out a bit for those people that are really bad, the fire eaters, the ground lickers, helps balance out the deaths, because it's inevitable. It will happen. You know what? In the runs I've done, I've always seen improvement by the end. Each person that I have seen improvement in. And if they need additional help, I always tell people, you know what? You can reach out to me anytime because I can talk about raiding for days.
That's awesome, man. Because I feel like I just run out of patience. So I'm just like, meh. Like, if we don't make progress in here, then I'm just going to, you know, get off my lawn. I'm angry or whatever, you know.
Well, like, actual progression group, if they're derping, if they're having a night, I will sit back and be like, guys, stand up, stretch, take a breath, and let's focus for a moment. And I have higher expectations for them because they're actually a real solid, good progressionary team. So if they're derping up and eating fire, licking floors, that's a bit different. But these Rage Raid runs, I have 4 hours of endless patience. After that, I usually grab a drink or five. But during the run, I'm good to go.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. So what's the minimum eye level requirement you're looking for in people that want to come along on this?
So really, I want them to make sure I want to bring in fresh 110s. I want someone to level a tune and have played it for a little bit, done some dungeons, you know, have a general idea of how to play. So the recommended eye level for normal Ember Nightmare is, I believe, 840. I'll bring in people as low as 830, so we have minimum 830. Again, it's because I do have a couple of my own raiders in there with me that help balance out the really low people. But I don't, you know, there's in the Premier Finder, you'll see ridiculous expectations for normal Emerald Nightmare, like 870 plus for normal Emerald Nightmare, and it just does not make sense because the minimum recommendation is 840. So I'm only bringing people as low as 830.
So are there any add-ons that are required? Like last, I guess it's two episodes now because we had one on the weekend here, but we had Mr. Cal from who writes DBM. Like, are these raiders required to come with deadly boss mods, or actually, what is probably a more important add-on is GTFO. Are they required to have these?
The only add-on, actual in-game WoW add-on, I insist they have is deadly boss mods, just because you know that helps with the concept of raiding 101. This tells you exactly if you need to move out of something or debuff that you just. Deadly Boss Mods is an amazing add-on. I can fangirl all day about how much I love Deadly Boss Mods and how much I appreciate Mystical. But I absolutely insist these people have this add-on. And usually they already do, because who doesn't know about DBM? Everybody knows about DBM. It's the most like widely known add-on as far as I know. But that's the only actual add-on I insist they have. Now, during these runs, I will recommend other add-ons, like, you know, say, hey, healers, get this add-on or try this one. This might help you out. Or tanks, maybe this will help you. But the only thing I insist on is Deadly Boss Mods, just because it's so in-depth and so helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
GTFO, I recommend you require everyone have that as well.
Honestly, gosh, I've never used that one. I've heard of it. I've never actually utilized it myself.
Oh, it is the most amazing add-on.
You know, I had Affinity kind of give me some crap because I was like, dude, this add-on. And he was like, you should know better. And I'm like, yeah, I should, but
I don't.
I'm a freaking... old man who doesn't know right away that I'm standing in some poop. So like, this add-on is amazing. Get off my lawn.
Well, when it comes to add-ons, and for those who have seen me stream or will see me stream, you'll notice my UI is literally the base WoW UI. I don't use any special add-on UI mods for my night. But because I'm a minimalist, so the less on my screen, the better. I use the main add-ons I use. I have a couple of things for funsies, like, you know, I use my mailbox add-on. But really, at the minimum is what I do. So I definitely don't recommend people. Like, I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, yeah, here's a list of 20 add-ons. Go get them.
Go now. Add-on.
Less is more.
Add-on.
I used to think
that. You're probably right.
Yeah. So how do you handle loot? That can always be a tricky situation.
Yeah, in runs like this, and then you know, even with the way that Bliss has changed the way loot works in Pugs, we're forced to use the personal loot system, which I'm fine with that. It takes it out of my hands. That last expansion, I had to be a bit more hands-on with the loot, but this time, we're forced to utilize this. Now, thankfully, people are still able to trade their loot they get, so if one of these Pugs gets something that they can't use or don't need, I absolutely encourage them to trade it to someone else in the group that can use it instead of just vendoring it or keeping it in their bags. And I've only done one run this expansion. I did it last weekend, my first Rage Raid run in Legion, and I had no issues with that. Everyone was good. All the loot was traded out. Everything that dropped was able to be used by somebody. And hopefully going forward, all the rounds are just as helpful with that, because it's not about hoarding loot. It's about helping others out.
Well, I care about that.
Yeah, if you're raiding for loot, if that's your primary goal, you shouldn't be raiding. That's always been my philosophy on that.
So what if somebody is a little bit of a more experienced raider and they would still like to tag along, do you consider those people carries? Do you have those kind of folks with your group? Or
absolutely, I'm outside of my guild, outside of my raiders, there are other people that from the community that sincerely just want to help. And depending on the level of the pugs I bring in, if we're having a really bad night, they're just really extra not doing good, I might bring in an extra experienced body or two. And there's always volunteers, and I always encourage more volunteers to help out. But I limit how many I bring, because these rounds are not meant to be a carry. I expect these pugs coming in that want to learn to actually learn and worry about new mechanics, because they're part of the team. Not feeling like, okay, I'm just going to stand here in the corner and I'm going to get my loot, and then maybe later on I'll get accepted into it. Well, no, let's learn the stuff. But so experienced players, I limit how many people I bring in. Now, however, there are some situations where a more experienced player, let's say they're a really good tank. Tanking is what they know. They've always tanked. Tanking is the thing. And let's say they're not feeling tank anymore. They want to switch, right, Rob? So if let's say they want to be yes, a healer ma'am. Now. Let's say they want to be a healer. I will bring them in, even though they're an experienced raider. They know the mechanics. They just want a chance to practice their spec and maybe get tips on how to heal better. Absolutely, I will let them come in. But if someone's coming in just to gear an alt, just for the sake of getting gear or trying to get legendary chances, if I find out they're doing that, I will remove them from the group.
Do you feel like you have to kind of establish dominance? Or like, or maybe leadership's a better word, but like you have to be like, look, this is why I'm doing this. Like, you know, get on board or we'll see you later.
With my Renegade runs, I do a pretty good job of upfront letting people know, hey, this is a teaching run, and this is what I expect. And unfortunately, you know, there are some people in the runs that come in just for the sake of being a troll, or just for the sake of, you know, being a jerk, and I have had to remove people. Even in my own professional raid team, I have a very strict rule of no drama. I'm not the type of person to, you know, sit down and have a conversation with someone who's being an absolute jerk to everyone in the group. One person is making the experience less fun for everyone else, I'll simply right-click on the portrait and remove them from group, no questions asked.
I love no drama.
It's yes, my no favorite. Drama. It does not happen.
So, for instance, so my raid team currently has a couple tanks that are wanting to step down, and I have a paladin who I've always leveled it as protection. Always.
Oh, hey.
But I've never tanked a raid. I've done a few dungeons here and there, like this expansion, I've done a couple. Asked Rob, the first time I leveled this up was in, was that Cataclysm? And that was when Rob was just starting with us, and I had never tanked anything before. We did a 5-man, and I don't think I tried to tank another 5-man for that entire expansion. That's how well it went. So bringing in my paladin to learn how to tank a raid, that's something that you'd be okay with, or that's kind of what this could be for as well. Cause I know, you know, we're not high end progression raiders. We're casual raiders. We raid once a week, 3 hours a night, but we have completed heroic, Emerald Nightmare, but we didn't complete Trial of Valor cause we didn't have time between farming for corrupted essences, which I still don't have. But so my paladin, bringing that in, is that something that I could do possibly?
Absolutely. Like, even though you've raided before, you've killed stuff, if you need to learn a new spec, this is the place for you to be. And what I've tried doing, because my raiders, they're amazing. I love them to bits. They're all very versatile and knowledgeable, because, let's be honest, some of them have no lives. Nerds! Nerd alert! But what I try to do with my raiders, I have one tank come in, so there's always a tank spot free for a learner. I bring in at least one good healer that's knowledgeable, and at least one other strong DPS, because these guys are also able to answer questions. Because I'll be honest, I don't know everything about every spec, about every class. So that's another reason why I bring in a couple more experienced people, because maybe they can answer a question that I'm not able to. But yeah, if you need to learn a new spec, that's totally okay. I'm totally down for that.
Cool. Well, if I get a Saturday afternoon free, I might consider this.
Definitely. Absolutely, be more than welcome to come in.
Awesome. That's kind of the biggest hurdle for me looking at this, and I you probably have to do really well with it actually, but for me, like, I see this and I'm like, it's Saturday afternoon, man, like, got kids and stuff, and I can't be like, all right, see you guys in 5 hours, gotta go poke a boss with strangers.
Well, the good thing about these ready grade runs, yes, I do them for 4 hours just to give me time to form the group and get run savvy and in Discord and a little bit extra of a buffer because I'm sure it's going to take a little bit extra time. So I'm teaching people, right? But if someone needs to leave early or, you know, they want to come in late or whatever, you're not made to be there for 4 hours. If you only have an hour of free time, I will do my best to make that hour as beneficial for the person as possible. Because I understand it's a Saturday afternoon. Who wants to sit in front of the queue for 4 hours, right? Well, other than me, obviously. But I'm totally fine because with the way the raids work now, if someone, you know, steps out or steps in, it adjusts. So that's totally fine.
Yeah. Cool. Makes sense.
So how long do you plan on doing these runs for?
Until I burn out. Like I said, I work full time. I have my personal raid team who, they are my priority. 3 days a week, 3 hours. So 9 hours a week. I'm sorry, I had to whip up my toes here. So 9 hours a week, I'm doing my actual real professional raid team. So I'll be doing these runs as long as I'm physically able. And I really hope when, you know, people start doing their own ready to raid runs. So that it's not just me doing this. Because I would love to see this continued and go on and have more runs on different days at different times. For more varieties of people to come in. Maybe someone's not available on Saturdays ever. So maybe someone else will start doing runs on Wednesday afternoons or something, you know? I would just love to see this take off.
So while you've been talking about all these things that you could, like you answer questions for the Raiders about class stuff and everything. So anyway, it just popped into my head. That kind of sounds a lot like what we do. So I just, you know, if you wanted an extra resource, you could point them our way. Just throw a little plug in there.
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm all about spreading information on other helpful community initiatives and podcasts and whatnot. Actually, in my Twitch stream, I've started in my info section a community header, and underneath it, I have links and information that other people and whatnot that do helpful things in the community. So I can absolutely add your guys' podcast under there and direct people to you just from my page.
Righto.
That doesn't hurt my feelings.
Well, that's good. This is all about not hurting the feeling, Rob.
Okay, all right. I'm a sensitive soul.
Rob, do you have any other questions?
No, I think it's really good. You were maybe I do have other questions. So you were talking a little bit before we started about how Reddit was involved in this. Do you want to talk about that a little bit? Or?
Oh yeah, I should probably mention this. This is a brand new thing. Basically, what I did, because I'm a Reddit noob, and I'm probably for people too, Reddit is kind of a daunting place, because, you know, anyone who knows anything about Reddit, or at least the basics about Reddit, is that they're very strict. They're very strict on what you can post, where you can post. There's so many different rules, and it's confusing. So I wanted to go on there and advertise my Reddit raid run, but I was confused on how to do it, and I didn't want to get in trouble. So I sent a literal wall of text to the mods in the WoW part of the subreddit thing, asking and filling questions. And they respond saying, hey, you know what? You just spurred us to sit down with the other mods. We're actually going to come up with official guidelines for community raids for initiatives like this. So they came up with them real quick last night, threw them up. So now there's an official sticky post on Reddit under the WoW section saying, hey guys, this is how you can post your community raids. So hopefully this encourages other people like me that were scared at first to post about their community raids that they do and their helpful stuff that they do. So yeah, it's really awesome that Reddit jumped on that after I barraged them with a wall of text.
Nice.
I think that was it. I think I wanted to make sure we got that in because that seemed like a pretty awesome support system there, having kind of Reddit get behind this and push for you to get some attention there as well. That's pretty cool.
They both wanted me to go away. Oh God, look at all these questions. They don't disappear. Here, lady. Here's your guidelines. Now go away.
So, Malik, do you have anything else that you want to tell us about Ready to Raid before we start wrapping this up?
I just want to reiterate one more time for anyone listening, just or even you guys can spread the word. This is so important to me. I'm passionate about this. I want people to know that this isn't just my thing. I will not be offended if you take this hashtag, Ready to Raid, and you start your own community runs. As long as it stays a nice, positive, helpful thing, I am more than happy to help you promote your runs and, you know, get other people in the community involved. So please, I would love to see people take this and let's see it grow.
I like that. I like that a lot. That it's kind of like the friendship moves thing that was going around. It's like it doesn't belong to anybody, and the more people that can get involved, the better.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed. Actually, I've killed Hero Darkmon so many times in the time I was helping with friendship moves. That was enjoyable. That's actually around the time I decided, you know what, let's start these rating teaching things, because there's a lot of people that came in for carries and friendship moves that are saying, yeah, you know, I would have liked to not do this with a carry, but I'm not good enough to raid, or I'm not given the chance to raid, or I'm declined, and blah, blah, blah. So it was actually around that time that I started doing my own ready to raid rounds last expansion.
Awesome.
Cool. All right. Well, you can send us an email at the show at thetrainingdummies.com if you have anything to add to this topic or have questions about future topics. You can also leave us a voicemail on our website at thetrainingdummies.com. And as Robin mentioned earlier, I'll say this again, we have a Discord. And you can get there at discord.me/TTD.
It seems fate has brought us together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together, our victory is assured.
Good enough.
All right, Rob, what do you have for shoutouts?
I'm going to go with you, to you, Daryl, and Justin, because like I mentioned earlier, kind of really just had a conversation and said a couple things that just really clicked to me, and I don't know, kind of looking forward to trying something new and different, and I mean, Lord knows, oh, yeah, I know what I was, it wasn't a shout-out, I meant to say this earlier, I actually finished my all the campaigns, all the things, all the artifacts, all the tunes, all the campaigns, things that I was doing.
And that's crazy. But awesome.
I was expecting,
all the things, all of them.
I was expecting Ian Hazacostas to like jump out from behind my bookshelf here and give me a hug and present me with a placard and take me out for barbecue or something, but it didn't happen. So
did he at least give you a personal phone call at home?
No, maybe that was it. Oh, I thought
you should check your voicemails, maybe.
I thought that was student loans calling again. God, all right. Daryl, what about you?
Well, I want to give a big shout out to you and to Salty. So as it came out today, both of you, I think, want to take a step back from tanking our raids. But the two of you together have given us a solid tanking core since Siege of Orgrimmar. So a big shout out to you two for doing that. And I can understand why you want to take a step back from tanking and just, you know, it's, try a new role. So that's totally awesome. And, thank you guys for tanking for us for so long and, being the real core of our raid group. A big shout out to, Malk for doing these ready to raid runs and, you know, a community initiative and, helping other members who cannot always get into a raid and, help teach them. So a big shout out to you for doing this. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And, Malk, do you have any shout outs for us?
I get to do shout-outs. Awesome. I have a list. Just let me grab it here. There's four things I want to mention real quick. First shout-out would be to Mystical, Deadly Boss Mons. He's awesome, and you just had a show with him, and all the information people need to know about him are in that show, but he's great. This is his full-time gig, and I actually advertised his Patreon in my Twitch channel, hoping even if people can throw like a buck his way or a crisp high five, and he'd appreciate it. And beyond that, a few people I would like to mention quick are Sparty Smallwood. He is basically the more well-known, better-looking male version of me. He does streams and teaches people how to raid and does Coach's Corner, and just I have mad respect for him and what he does, and he's definitely a mentor for me. And then another helpful initiative in the community is something called Perky Pugs. You can find them on Twitter, at Perky_Pugs. They do community raids like this as well. And then lastly is the COD Squad. You also find them on Twitter, #CODSquad. And again, another helpful, positive community initiative. Good people you want to get in touch with if you're into that sort of thing.
Awesome. Well, before we wrap this up, Mel, where can people reach you if they have more questions about Ready to Raid or anything else?
So I have an unhealthy thing with Twitter. I'm just on it all the time. So Twitter is the main place to get me. And my Twitter handle, because someone stole the actual name Malkari, it's at Malkari _ at the end. My Twitch channel, again, is twitch.tv/Malkari. And I also use Discord, but I'm not part of it. I don't have a fancy Discord link, but I link it all over my Twitter. So if you find me on Twitter, you'll find my Discord.
Well, I'd say that wraps up episode 153 of The Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show over on iTunes, Stitcher, and thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we are all just jackasses with mics. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust. Woo! from people you shouldn't.
Woo!